Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dragon Actually by G. A. Aiken. Narrated by Holly Jackson. Chapter 1. He'd heard the sounds of battle for quite some time, but, as always, he ignored it. The wars of men meant nothing to him. Never had. But those same sounds right outside his den? Well, that did stir him to move. His tail unwound from around his body, and he slowly moved to the entrance of his home. He didn't know what to expect and was not sure he even cared, but things were pretty boring right now, and this just might prove interesting. Or, at the very least, provide dinner. The blade entered Anwyl's side, ripping through armor and flesh and tearing through organs. Blood flowed, and she knew she was dying. The soldier smiled at her cry of pain, which only brought out the telltale rage Anwyl had become famous for. She raised her blade and, with a cry of pure, blood-curdling fury, swung it. The steel sang through the air as it swiped through the man, separating his head from his neck. His blood slashed across her face and arm. The other soldiers stopped. They had handily disposed of her small band of warriors without much trouble once they had them backed into this desolate glen, but she never allowed them an easy path to the killing blow. Until now. Her life's blood drained from her body, and she knew her time grew short. Her vision hazy, she felt weaker and lighter. She struggled to breathe. But she'd fight as long as she had breath in her body. Anwyl raised her sword, clasping the handle in both bloody hands, and waited for the next attack. One of the men stepped forward.